Today I'm going to read from the book of Matthew chapter 6 verses 14 and 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Lord, I thank you for this section of the Bible that have reminded us, O God, of your word. Father, I know it's a difficult movement where another has to let it go and forgive those who hurt them. But it's my prayer to God that you give us that grace to live a loving and a caring life. Father, to forgive is not an easy task, but I pray that you give us the Spirit of God to learn to forgive one another, that this message will make an impact in the lives of those that you, God, has spoken to their heart to receive it. I pray, Lord, that you will bring peace and joy to their heart. Thank you and take your glory. Amen. Well, today, I'm grateful and humbled. And as a servant of God, I'm giving this opportunity again to quickly speak on the thing that the importance of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a powerful act that can change our heart and our lives. It is not always easy, and it will not be easy, but it is essential for our well-being and our relationship with others. Now, as a believer, forgiveness is important in our lives because it protects us and protects those that hurt us. It also a blessing from the Lord when we forgive others. And it pleases God to live with our neighbor, with our brothers, with our sisters, with a clear conscience. Forgiveness means letting go of anger and resentment towards someone who has hurt us. Why forgiveness is important? Forgiveness is important because holding on to anger can harm us more than the person we hurt. This reminds me when I was still in the world, between the ages of 14 to 15. Because of my anger, I hurt a lot of people. I didn't know the truth. So when people hurt me, my responses were very bad. I would decide not to talk to you. I don't even want to see you my way. I would keep the grudges in my heart for the long period of time, and I would act on them. Most time, my parents will feel bad. I know what it is when people decide not to let it go. It was not suffering those that I went against, But I myself was going through a pain as well, because anytime I see them, I get bitter in my spirit when I have no reason to get bitter. And I want to say to you that these are the tricks of the devil. Satan will always push us against other people and enslave us. I have no reason getting bitter. But each time I see people that I was against, I get bitter in my spirit. And that was something that was very hard to control. Forgiveness frees us from the negative feelings and allows us to move forward. If you hurt people, or people hurt you, you have to let them go and move on your life. They have their own judgment to face, and so you don't have to judge them anymore. Let them go. Free them to go, because Jesus Christ also forgave our sins. And so if other people sin against us, then we must be willing to forgive them as well. Now, forgiveness is a journey. It's not a destination. It's not like, okay, that forgives you today, and I won't just think on that thing anymore. I won't just calculate on it anymore. I will not be reminded anymore. But many times there are things that goes wrong between you and people, or among you and people, and that thing still ring bell in your ears. And the devil will keep reminding you that something went wrong and you have to react. But every step towards forgiveness brings us closer to peace. If your neighbor has done something wrong to you and refuses to come and apologize, as a Christian, you can be willing to reconcile with your neighbor. It does not put you in the wrong, but it reminds your neighbor that you are serving God. This reminds me of a woman when I was teaching at the Deep Vocational Training Center, and I preached a message on forgiveness. And according to her, she has issue with her neighbor, and they were not speaking, they were not talking to one another. And the word of God touched her life. She went to this lady and said, "Look, sister, I'm sorry for the wrong." Even though she was not in the wrong, but she went to apologize to her neighbor. And this lady was so bitter and said, she couldn't listen. And on, she tried to find the best way, but it was still difficult. And she began to ask the Lord to direct her. And then she noticed that this woman was in the church and in the choir. So she began to locate this church. On the Sunday, she left her church, went to visit this woman. During the times of introduction, he said to the congregation, "I was invited by my friend." And after service, she went to the pastor and said, "Pastor, this is my friend, and we had a misunderstanding, but I tried to settle with her, and I still found it difficult. So I've come as a pastor that you will intervene." And the lady said, the pastor was so happy, called her, and the both of them were able to settle their differences. Now, there we are. And when she came back, according to her, her husband left the home years back. He came back and said, "I wronged you. I sinned against you. But I've come to say, forgive me." And they were able to reunite and renew their marriage vow. And today, their home is going well. I want to say to you that if you forgive other people, God will forgive you. If you forgive other people, God will reward you. If you forgive other people, that will restore your peace. But when you choose not to forgive, it's like a man who is carrying a big rock. When he chose not to forgive, the weight rests on him. And the moment you start to forgive, you will experience the light that brings. You will feel lighter and more free. I want us to choose forgiveness today and experience the freedom it brings. Now, to err is man and to forgive is divine. It's not easy, but I want to encourage you that the word of God is strong and powerful. When we get on our knees and ask God to help us to do what we cannot do on our own, the Lord will enable us to do it. I know you might be somewhere and finding it difficult to forgive someone who have hurt you. But because God has promised us if we forgive other people, He, God, will forgive us. Remember that we did the worst by going against the word of God. We have done the worst by saying evil against other people. We have done the worst by hurting other people. We have done the worst by going against other people. And God, in His divine mercy, has to forgive us and give a second chance. I also want to come to you this morning, reminding you that the Bible says, with all has sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. But because of mercy, God saved us. And I want to let you know that no matter what hurts you, because of the mercy of God, I want you to forgive somebody today in your heart. I remind you to go to the person and say, I'm sorry for the wrong we did. Can we still be friends again? We can still renew our relationship. We can still renew our friendship. Though you were the one that caused this man to leave his job, you were the man that caused this man to destroy his married home, you were the one that caused problems in his life. Yes. You can still ask God for forgiveness. And no matter what costs you, all the life problems you face, listen, if you forgive, God will restore you. If you forgive, God will forgive you. If you forgive, God will bless you. I want to encourage you today. Set a movement and meditate. Who have hurt me that I cannot let it go? If you are reminded that in your life, once upon a time, someone hurt you and you said, I will not let it go, I want you to let it go today. And that obstacle you face will be removed. The grace of God will cover you and the blessing of God will be upon you. Let us pray. Father, I thank you today for your word. Lord, it's not easy to let it go. But I thank you because your word is powerful. I thank you because you are faithful. I thank you because you are merciful. Father, you promise us if we forgive others, you will forgive our sins. Oh God, for the sake of your kingdom, I pray. Father, where I am, whatever Lord hurt me, I pray beginning now that I will forgive them and Lord, you will bless them and bless me as well. I pray even for someone listening to me, Father God, wherever they find themselves, they have been hurt by others. Oh God, I pray this movement that Father, they will find space in your heart to forgive someone. And your blessing, O God, will follow them all the days of their life. Thank you now and take your glory. Amen. God bless you. Have a good day.